I still remember the Jenkins production incident we had last year, where a malformed declarative pipeline script brought down our entire CI/CD pipeline, causing a 24-HOUR delay in our quarterly release, and what made it even worse was that the pipeline was not properly configured. With agent security, allowing the pipeline to run with elevated privileges, and we had to scramble to implement proper role-based access control and CRF protection to prevent similar incidents in the school. Future? And that's when we realized the importance of following declarative pipeline best practices, such as using shared libraries to keep our pipeline code dry and maintainable.
What makes that even harder is when you have a large team of developers contributing to the pipeline code, and you need to ensure that everyone is following the same standards and guidelines. That's where shared libraries come in, allowing you to define a set of reusable functions and modules that can be used across multiple pipelines. And we've also seen great success with using Jenkins' built-in support for Git submodules to manage our shared libraries. And I push back on the idea that Jenkins is not suitable for cloud-native pipelines, because with the right configuration and plugins, such as the Kubernetes plugin, you can achieve a high level of scalability and flexibility.
We actually ran into this last quarter when we were migrating our pipelines to use ephemeral containers, and we had to reconfigure our agent security to ensure that the containers were properly secured and isolated. And that's when we discovered the importance of using tools like Docker and Kubernetes to manage our containerized agents. And we also had to integrate our Jenkins instance with our Kubernetes cluster to enable dynamic agent provisioning, which allowed us to scale our pipeline execution much more efficiently. And we used the Jenkins Vault plugin to manage our credentials and secrets, which was a game changer for our security team.
I'd like to add that another critical aspect of Jenkins hardening is implementing proper credential management. And that's where tools like HashiCorp's Vault come in, allowing you to securely store and manage sensitive data, such as API keys and database credentials. And we've seen great success with using the Vault plugin for Jenkins to integrate our Jenkins instance with our Vault cluster. And we've also been exploring the use of Jenkins X for our cloud-native pipelines, which provides a lot of features out of the box, such as automated pipeline creation and serverless deployment. And it's been interesting to see how Jenkins X can simplify our pipeline creation and deployment process.
The thing most teams miss about Jenkins X is that it's not just a replacement for traditional Jenkins, but rather a complementary tool that allows you to take advantage of cloud-native features, such as serverless deployment and automated scaling, and we've been using Jenkins X to deploy our applications to Kubernetes clusters. And it's been a big win for our team because it allows us to focus on writing code rather than managing infrastructure. And we've also been exploring the use of other cloud-native tools, such as Tecton and GitLab CI/CD, to see how they compare to Jenkins X. And what we found is that each tool has its own strengths and weaknesses, and it's really about choosing the right tool for the job.
What makes that even more interesting is when you consider the security implications of using cloud-native tools and how they can impact your overall security posture. And we've been working closely with our security team to ensure that our cloud-native pipelines are properly secured and compliant with our organization's security policies. And that's where tools like Kubernetes built-in support for network policies and secret management come in, allowing you to define fine-grained access controls and encryption policies for your pipeline data. And we've also been exploring the use of other security tools, such as Clair and Anchor, to scan our container images for vulnerabilities and ensure that our pipelines are secure and compliant.
We actually ran into a scenario where we had to replace Jenkins with another CI/CD tool, and that's when we realized the importance of having a migration strategy in place, and we used a combination of tools such as Jenkins' built-in support for pipeline migration and third-party tools such as Pipeline Converter to migrate our pipelines to the new tool. and it was a complex process, but it allowed us to take advantage of new features and improvements in the new tool, and we've also been working on developing a set of best practices for migrating Jenkins pipelines to other CI/CD tools, which includes things like assessing pipeline complexity, evaluating tool compatibility, and planning for potential downtime. And it's been a valuable learning experience for our team.
I'd push back on the idea that migrating away from Jenkins is always the best solution, because in many cases, it's possible to modernize and extend your existing Jenkins instance to meet your evolving CI/CD needs. And that's where tools like Jenkins' built-in support for pipeline redesign and third-party plugins, such as the Jenkins Configuration as Code plugin, come in, allowing you to redefine and optimize your pipeline configurations. And we've seen great success with using these tools to modernize our Jenkins instance and take advantage of new features and improvements. And it's been a big win for our team because it allows us to leverage our existing investment in Jenkins and avoid the complexity and risk of a full migration.
What makes that even more interesting is when you consider the cost implications of migrating away from Jenkins and how it can impact your overall CI/CD budget. And we've been working closely with our finance team to ensure that our CI/CD costs are properly managed and optimized, and that's where tools like Jenkins' built-in support for cost estimation and third-party tools such as ParkMyCloud come in, allowing you to define fine-grained cost controls and optimization policies for your pipeline execution. And we've also been exploring the use of other cost management tools such as AWS CloudWatch and Google Cloud Cost Management to monitor and optimize our CI/CD costs. And it's been a valuable learning experience for our team.
The thing most teams miss about cost optimization in CI/CD is that it's not just about reducing costs, but also about optimizing resource utilization and improving pipeline efficiency. And we've been working on developing a set of best practices for cost optimization in CI/CD, which includes things like assessing pipeline complexity, evaluating resource utilization, and planning for potential cost savings. And it's been a big win for our team because it allows us to leverage our existing investment in CI/CD and avoid the complexity and risk of a full migration. And we've also been exploring the use of other cost optimization tools, such as Kubernetes built-in support for resource utilization and third-party tools, such as Turbonomic, to optimize our resource utilization and improve our pipeline efficiency.
One of the key challenges we faced in implementing pipeline as code is ensuring consistency across our development teams. And to address this, we've developed a set of standardized pipeline templates that include pre-configured stages for build, test, and deploy, as well as integration points for security scanning and compliance checks, and we've also established a centralized pipeline repository that provides a single source of truth for all pipeline configurations, making it easier to manage and update pipelines across the organization. Additionally, we've implemented a set of automated tests to validate pipeline configurations and ensure they conform to our organizational standards. And we're also exploring the use of machine learning algorithms to analyze pipeline performance and identify areas for optimization. Our goal is to create a self-service pipeline platform that allows development teams to easily create and manage their own pipelines, while also ensuring that all pipelines meet our organizational security and compliance requirements. We're also working on integrating our pipeline platform with other DevOps tools, such as our Artifact repository and our Agile project management system, to create a more seamless and integrated development experience.
We've also been working on security hardening our Jenkins environment, and one of the key steps we've taken is to implement a robust access control system that ensures only authorized users can access and manage pipeline configurations, and we're using a combination of role-based access control and attribute-based access control to ensure the users only have access to the resources they need to perform their jobs. We're also implementing a set of security plugins, such as the Jenkins Credentials plugin and the Jenkins LDAP plugin, to provide an additional layer of security and ensure that sensitive data such as credentials and certificates are properly encrypted and protected. Another area we're focusing on is vulnerability management, and we're using a combination of automated scanning tools and manual reviews to identify and remediate vulnerabilities in our pipeline, configurations and dependent components, and we're also working to ensure that all pipeline dependencies are up to date and secure. We're also exploring the use of cloud-native security services, such as cloud security gateways and cloud access security brokers, to provide an additional layer of security and protection for our pipeline environments.
In terms of real-world examples, we've been working with a number of large enterprise customers who are using Jenkins to manage complex pipelines that involve multiple stages and dependent components. And one of the key challenges they face is ensuring that their pipelines are scalable and performant. And to address this, we've been working on optimizing pipeline configurations and implementing advanced caching and queuing strategies to improve pipeline efficiency. We've also been working on implementing automated testing and validation to ensure that pipelines are functioning correctly and meeting organizational requirements. And we're using a combination of automated testing frameworks and manual testing to validate pipeline configurations and identify areas for improvement. One of the key war stories I can share is from a large financial services company that was using Jenkins to manage a complex pipeline that involved multiple stages and dependent components. And they were experiencing significant performance issues due to a lack of scalability and poor resource utilization. And to address this, we worked with them to optimize their pipeline configurations and implement advanced caching and queuing strategies, which resulted in a significant improvement in pipeline performance and efficiency. We're also working on developing a set of enterprise patterns and best practices for implementing Jenkins in large-scale enterprise environments. And we're focusing on areas such as pipeline scalability, security, and compliance, as well as integration with other DevOps tools and...
Another area we're exploring is the use of advanced use cases, such as machine learning and artificial intelligence, to optimize pipeline performance and efficiency. And we're working on integrating Jenkins with popular machine learning frameworks such as TensorFlow and PyTorch to enable the use of machine learning algorithms in pipeline optimization and automation. We're also working on implementing integration points with other DevOps tools such as Docker and Kubernetes to enable the use of containerization and orchestration in pipeline automation. And we're focusing on areas such as pipeline scalability, security, and compliance as integration with other DevOps tools and platforms. One of the key integration points we're working on is with our Agile project management system, and we're using APIs and webhooks to integrate Jenkins with our Agile project management system, which enables us to automate the creation and management of pipeline configurations based on agile project requirements. We're also working on implementing a set of security considerations, such as encryption and access control, to ensure that pipeline configurations and dependent components are properly secured and protected. And we're using a combination of automated scanning tools and manual reviews to identify and remediate vulnerabilities in pipeline configurations and dependent components.
In terms of specific tool configurations, we're using a combination of Jenkins plugins, such as the Jenkins Pipeline plugin and the Jenkins Docker plugin, to enable the use of containerization and orchestration in pipeline automation. And we're also using popular DevOps tools such as Docker and Kubernetes to enable the use of containerization and orchestration in pipeline automation. We're also working on implementing a set of advanced use cases, such as machine learning and artificial intelligence, to optimize pipeline performance and efficiency. And we're using popular machine learning frameworks, such as TensorFlow and PyTorch, to enable the use of machine learning algorithms in pipeline optimization and automation. One of the key war stories I can share is from a large retail company that was using Jenkins to manage a complex pipeline that involved multiple stages and dependent components. And they were experiencing significant performance issues due to a lack of scalability and poor resource utilization. And to address this, we worked with them to optimize their pipeline configurations and implement advanced caching and queuing strategies, which resulted in a significant improvement in pipeline performance and efficiency. We're also working on developing a set of enterprise patterns and best practices for implementing Jenkins in large-scale enterprise environments. And we're focusing on areas such as pipeline scalability, security, and compliance, as well as integration with other DevOps tools and...
We're also exploring the use of cloud-native services, such as cloud security gateways and cloud access security brokers, to provide an additional layer of security and protection for our pipeline environments. And we're working on integrating Jenkins with popular cloud-native services, such as AWS and Azure, to enable the use of cloud-native services in pipeline automation. We're also working on implementing a set of advanced use cases, such as machine learning and artificial intelligence, to optimize pipeline performance and efficiency, and we're using popular machine learning frameworks, such as TensorFlow and PyTorch, to enable the use of machine learning algorithms in pipeline optimization and automation. One of the key integration points we're working on is with our artifact repository, and we're using APIs and webhooks to integrate Jenkins with our artifact repository, which enables us to automate the creation and management of pipeline configurations based on artifact. We're also working on implementing a set of security considerations, such as encryption and access control, to ensure that pipeline configurations and dependent components are properly secured and protected. And we're using a combination of automated scanning tools and manual reviews to identify and remediate vulnerabilities in pipeline configurations and dependent components.
We've seen several real-world examples of companies leveraging Jenkins to automate and optimize their pipelines, such as a major financial institution that used Jenkins to automate their compliance reporting, resulting in a 90% reduction in manual effort and a 50% reduction in reporting time. In another example, a leading e-commerce company used Jenkins to implement a continuous delivery pipeline for their mobile app, which enabled them to deploy new features and updates 30% faster and with 25% fewer errors. Our team is also working on developing a set of enterprise patterns for Jenkins, including templates and best practices for implementing secure and scalable pipelines, and we're collaborating with other teams to develop advanced use cases for Jenkins, such as integrating with emerging technologies like serverless computing and edge computing.
One of the war stories that comes to mind is when we were working with a client who had complex pipeline configuration with multiple dependencies and integrations, and we had to configure Jenkins to work with a specific set of tools, including GitLab, Jira, and Docker. And we used a combination of Jenkins plugins and custom scripting to integrate these tools and automate the pipeline. We also had to implement a set of security considerations, such as multi-factor authentication and role-based access control, to ensure that the pipeline was properly secured and protected. And we used a combination of automated scanning tools and manual reviews to identify and remediate vulnerabilities in the pipeline configuration. In terms of integration points, we're seeing a lot of interest in integrating Jenkins with other tools and platforms, such as Kubernetes and AWS, and we're working on developing a set of APIs and webhooks to enable these integrations and make it easier for companies to automate.
We're also seeing a lot of interest in using Jenkins for advanced use cases, such as machine learning and artificial intelligence, and we're working on developing a set of plugins and integrations to enable these use cases, including integrations with popular machine learning frameworks such as TensorFlow and PyTorch. In terms of enterprise patterns, we're seeing a lot of companies adopting a hybrid approach to pipeline automation, where they're using a combination of on-premises and cloud-based tools to automate and optimize their pipelines, and we're working on developing a set of best practices and templates to support this approach. We're also seeing a lot of interest in using Jenkins for security and compliance use cases, such as vulnerability scanning and compliance reporting, and we're working on developing a set of plugins and integrations to enable these use cases, including integrations with popular security tools such as OWASP and Nessus.
Another area we're exploring is the use of Jenkins for edge computing and IoT use cases, where companies need to automate and optimize pipelines for edge devices and IoT sensors, and we're working on developing a set of plugins and integrations to enable these use cases, including integrations with popular edge computing platforms such as EdgeX and Azure IoT Edge. We're also seeing a lot of interest in using Jenkins for cloud-native use cases, such as serverless computing and cloud-based machine learning, and we're working on developing a set of plugins, integrations to enable these use cases, including integrations with popular cloud-native platforms such as AWS Lambda and Google Cloud Functions. In terms of security considerations, we're seeing a lot of companies adopting a zero-trust approach to pipeline security, where they're using a combination of automated scanning tools and manual reviews to identify and remediate vulnerabilities in pipeline configurations, and
we're also working on developing a set of advanced security features for Jenkins, including support for secure protocols such as HTTPS and SFTP, and encryption for pipeline configurations, dependent components, and we're collaborating with other teams to develop a set of security best practices and guidelines for Jenkins. In terms of real-world examples, we've seen several companies leverage Jenkins to automate and optimize their security and compliance pipelines, resulting in significant reductions in manual effort and reporting time, and we're working on developing a set of case studies and success stories to showcase these examples. We're also seeing a lot of interest in using Jenkins for DevSecOps use cases, where companies need to automate and optimize their security and compliance pipelines, and we're working on developing a set of plugins and integrations to enable these use cases, including integrations with popular DevSecOps tools such as Fortify and SonarQube.
One of the specific tool configurations that comes to mind is a Jenkins pipeline we implemented for a client that used a combination of Docker, Kubernetes, and AWS to automate and optimize their deployment pipeline. And we used a combination of Jenkins plugins and custom scripting to integrate these tools and automate the pipeline. We also had to implement a set of security considerations, such as network policies and secret management, to ensure that the pipeline was properly secured and protected. And we used a combination of automated scanning tools and manual reviews to identify and remediate vulnerabilities in the pipeline configuration. In terms of enterprise patterns, we're seeing a lot of companies adopting a microservices-based approach to pipeline automation, where they're using a combination of small, independent services to automate and optimize their pipelines. And we're working on developing a set of best practices and templates to support this approach.
So as we wrap up this episode, I think there are a few key takeaways that stand out to me. Firstly, the importance of security hardening in pipeline as code can't be overstated. Secondly, the use of automated scanning tools and manual reviews is crucial in identifying and remediating vulnerabilities. And thirdly, adopting a microservices-based approach to pipeline automation can bring a lot of benefits in terms of scalability and flexibility.
I agree with Daniel on those points, but I'd like to add a few of my own. For me, the key takeaways are the need for proper secret management, the importance of network policies in securing the pipeline, and the value of using best practices and templates to support a microservices-based approach. I also think it's worth noting that companies should be focusing on developing a culture of security and automation within their teams.
I see what you're saying, Diana, but I think we might have a slight disagreement here. I believe that security should be the top priority, and everything else should follow from that. If the pipeline isn't secure, then it doesn't matter how efficient or scalable it is.
I understand where you're coming from, Daniel. I think that's a bit too narrow a focus. I think we need to consider the broader context of the company's goals and priorities. Security is important, but it's not the only thing that matters. We need to find a balance between security, efficiency, and scalability.
Well, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree on that point, Diana. But in any case, I think we've had a great conversation today, and I'm sure our listeners have learned a lot about Jenkins and pipeline as code.
Absolutely. And I think we've just scratched the surface of this topic. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Yeah, and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on social media for more updates and discussions on DevOps and cloud-native technologies.
And if you have any questions or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, that's all for today. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.